Yeah. Good question. So, maybe I tried to I have a specific improvement in the performance and user experience, and after implementing those changes. So, yeah, I think good question. So, measuring the success of these optimizations was super important to ensure everything was actually improving. So, what I mean is, I used a combination of metrics and user feedback to evaluate the impact of the changes. So, on the technical side, I tracked things like, API response times before and after implementing the optimizations. So, for example, before caching, some of the API calls is taking 3 seconds to return, and after caching, they were down to less than 500 milliseconds, which was a huge improvement. So in my mind, user experience also played a big part in measuring success. So with the reduced latency, users were getting their personalized recommendation much faster. So this improved engagement on the platform, and I saw we saw an increase in click-through rates for the recommendations, which means the recommendations were being seen and acted on more often. Yeah, so I also set up I also set up monitoring tools like realized to keep an eye on system performance and get real-time data on how the optimizations were affecting the backend. So over the time, so I saw reduction in the number of failed requests and timeout errors, which means the system was more reliable. So simply put, after implementing the changes, I saw a faster response times, higher user engagement, and reduced the server load time, which were all signs that optimizations worked. So I all oh yeah and I also got some great feedback from the product team about how much more responsive the platform felt to users, which was really rewarding. Yeah, that's all.